problem of all of the departments, who also have similar problems of their own, but those will be dealt with by different departments. Because our own recommendations to Parliament are going to be processed alongside the recommendations of the different departments. So I think some kind of discussion is required by us to make some of these recommendations. We must take a look, I think, Chairperson, to legislation relating to these people coming in and out of the country. Last week, when we were in session, I was talking to the issue that there's international law on this question of refugees, migrant workers, and so on. I don't know whether we cannot ask the department to say to us, from the point of view of migrant workers, where is the department? From the point of view of refugees, where is the department? I was trying to give some examples. You know, if you had a conflict, for instance, in the Sudan, you had a large number of people kept somewhere by the United Nations with their children and all of that, hospital facilities and so on. What happens to the money that we contribute as a country when we pay our membership to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees? We have so many refugees, people in this country. Some of them claim to be refugees, or we classify them as refugees. But if you ask the government, where are the refugees in this country? Where are they located by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees? You are going to find them in the prisons with our citizens. You are going to find them in hospitals with our citizens. You are going to find them in all of the facilities which are not facilities for refugees, for economic migrants, and so on. So where are they? Where does government house these people? The reason you find them having shops in the townships where we live, the reason you find them everywhere, is because there is no identifiable legal process by our Home Affairs dealing with these people that come from other countries. Because even when the conflict is resolved in their countries and they must now go back home, you don't know where to find them. Somehow, there has to be a process by which these issues are dealt with. If you took a decision to incorporate them into the population to be your citizens, in other words, if you adopt them, that process must be visible, that you take them from there, and then this is where you now do this for them. Because there's such things as looking after them, language accommodation. There is so many other things that we have to deal with, and then government can handle that. But now we have huge numbers. I don't even know, I have not seen anywhere, what is the numbers of refugees in our country? Where are they located?
Nobody knows.
You see? No, that is, it's got to be a systematic thing. And then, because you see why you find, now you find our communities clashing with these people, and then, because of, you don't know whether it's because of language barrier, because this thing that South Africans are xenophobic is rubbish as far as I'm concerned. We've had people here coming from all these countries of Southern Africa, migrant workers, in the mines, in the various parts of this country. You never had these fights with the people coming from outside. But when these people are spread all over amongst your citizens, they are clashing in schools, because there's language barriers, the problems will arise. I'm sorry, I'm taking a bit more. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say whether we can't ask Home Affairs, the department, to look at these issues and give us some information that can make it possible for us to make recommendations to the House on them, rather than detail all the examples. I shouldn't be doing that. So those kind of things, I think we need to really do something about.
No, Chairperson, I was wondering, I remember we mentioned at one stage that we were going to do a strategic workshop of some sorts. And I was thinking that maybe, because I think we've all got different ideas and things that we are passionate about, I fully agree with the Honourable Lakota that our immigration system is broken, and that that is what it leads to, xenophobic attacks, because I think at the end of the day, there is a legitimate concern that our country is being abused by people who are economic migrants and not people who are genuinely refugees and asylum seekers. But that is also a failure of our own management and our borders that are open and you know, open for abuse. And I mean, it doesn't help, for example, statements by Minister Tulas Nesi in the House, for example, which is a fair statement when he says that in the trucking industry in KwaZulu-Natal, for example, we are employing 100% undocumented migrants. So the issue that I'm concerned is maybe we should all put together some of the issues that we want. Maybe we put it down on paper, and then when we come to the strategic workshop, and we all give our inputs in terms of what we want to see from the department. I for one don't think CETA will ever be able to deliver on the needs of the Department of Home Affairs, and so in that regard, policy should be changed so that they've got an option out. So I think maybe all of us should put down our ideas, and then either in the next session we come together with our proposals, or either we do it at the workshop. That is my suggestion, Chairperson.
Yeah, okay. I think we can close at that note, that let's put these things down. Let's find a way of processing them again. But with regard to, like the minister said, she wants to come back, maybe we must allow that space. Yes. Then after that space, we would raise these issues again sharply. But Honourable Rose, you want to say something?
Very quickly, Chair. We're still waiting for the management letter. We're still waiting for the answers from the 22nd of October in writing. So we've given another chance to submit written questions. The department doesn't get back to us. And I think two weeks is sufficient time. So I'm requesting that we please jump on that, because otherwise, we're going to become a laughing stock.
Okay, he says he's processing that. He has already emailed. Those are the issues that we'll look into. Maybe in our next, we'll have a management committee meeting where we'll process some of these issues. Can we close the meeting at that point? Thank you very much, members. Closed.